Brad Davidson joins us on the line. Morning, Brad.
Morning, Loz. Morning, everyone.
Plenty of spruik around this lost and running in the Luskin Star tomorrow, mate. You like his chances?
Yeah, look, Loz, he's going to be terribly hard to beat there in the Luskin Star. I suppose it's a bit of a Tab Everest audition in some ways. You know, even if he does come out and win tomorrow, does a slot holder pick him up, probably suggesting the likely weight. I mean, it's only a listed race at the end of the day, and he's still got to prove himself at the top level. But look, he's heading the right way, he's running the right figures, and tomorrow, he's the only leader in the race, straight to the front. He's weighted very, very well. The handicapper hasn't been able to catch up with him yet, and for mine, he's the best horse in the race. He leads the race, and he's one of the best weighted horses, so that makes him very, very, very hard to beat. But his price suggests that at around the $1.50 mark as well.
Now, the Scone Cup today. Who are you tipping?
Yeah, morning, Jared. Morning, Clarkey. It's going to be a great meeting out there at Scone, guys. Gee, the Scone Cup, I tell you, is a very deep race today, and you can look at it many different ways. $5 the field, lure me in. I mean, there's a couple here, guys, that the punters have really latched onto early. Lure me in, of course, went up $11 earlier a week, now into $5 favourite. And the one yesterday that went off was Order Again. It was $18 yesterday morning. It's now $6.50. So the punters have really latched onto it as well. I was tipping it, Order Again, on Form Line Extra last night. I didn't expect it to be $6.50 this morning. I thought that's getting quite short in a very open race. But I just thought, first up, last preparation, he bolted in on the Kensington track. He's been trialling well. There's plenty of speed here, and it might suit a horse like him getting back and finishing off. I think the other one that's probably the one right now that's over the odds is number 11, Burdebeck, guys. He's the big grey. Looks the target race first up. Again, he's going to really appreciate that good speed up front. And he's a horse that's shown before he can fire fresh. He's going to really appreciate the 1,600 metres and a good tempo. And I think he'll be getting home. He'll appreciate the big track as well. And he might be the one at $19 worth a little bit of something on there out wide, Burdebeck number 11.
Well, I want to get your thoughts on the Doomin 10,000, mate. Eduardo, $1.90 favourite. Should he be that price?
Yeah, I think he'll start shorter, Loz. I've been talking him up all week. I had a look at the race Wednesday afternoon, and I was surprised they were betting $2.25 at the time. I mean, for me, when you look at a horse race, he's got everything you want. I'm always looking for horses on speed. He's the only leader in the race to start with. He's simply the best horse in the race, comfortably. Then he's got his soft track, which is a big key. And he's got Nash going back aboard, which is where his best performances have been. So I think the only negatives I can find are maybe deeper in a prep. He's got to prove himself maybe fourth up. And you know, if he has a bad day, but you know, if you're looking for a horse having a bad day as a concern, well, any of the horses that go out in that race can have a bad day. They're all a chance of having it, so you can't really knock him for that. So for mine, straight to the front there tomorrow. I know people have a little niggle on him at 1,200 metres, but you know, don't forget there in the TJ the other day, that was the best sprint race in Australia, and he still finished third, beaten by two of the horses that everyone's locked in for the Tab Everest. With all due respect to Swintex and Wild Ruler, they're not in that conversation of the best sprinter in Australia, and he is. And, yeah, I think it's straight to the front there tomorrow. There's two schools of thought with him. He's too short and he'll get rolled, or he's very, very hard to beat. And I'm definitely in that second camp. I think he's straight to the front, three or four lengths in front around the turn, and catch me if you can, and hopefully see you later. And he's too good in the Doomin 10,000.
Who's your best at Scone today?
Yeah, look, I've got a couple of races there, Jared, where I've backed two horses, and hopefully going to get a collect there. See how we go. Race 4, number 9 and number 14, Take the Shot in Charbe. Look, I really like the way Take the Shot's going. I think 1,100 at Scone, good speed up front. He can close home over the top of these. And Charbe's the other one there. It was pretty good in a 1,000-metre race fresh, and Paul Massara has a terrific second-up record with his runners, home track. I just think she'll run really well. And race 5, number 8, O'Mudgee, and number 12, Texas Storm. They're both at each way odds. O'Mudgee's been flying in country grade, and I just think gets in nice and light here. And Texas Storm ran second in this race 2 years ago. It's going about three lengths better than it was 2 years ago. She's absolutely flying, draws well, midfield, should run on at $7.50 as well. So they're the two races that I've played in so far today. And, yeah, we'll have a look at a couple of others after scratchings as well.
Great stuff, Davo. Enjoy your weekend.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.